Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Jennifer Zamparelli, 2FM. Good morning. So it's a first for me and it's first for RTE, full stop. I'm about to conduct my very first interview in a vagina chair. Interesting. Here to explain what the hell am I sitting in is Dee McMahon from BTL Aesthetics Ireland. Dee, you're very welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So my producer, Anita, sat in this last week and insisted we had you on the show. And I sit in this chair. It's known as the vagina chair. It's new to Ireland. What the hell is it?
Yeah, so the chair itself is born from a physiotherapy company. So 25-year-old medical device company, BTL Aesthetics, which are based in the Czech Republic, but are globally renowned for their very, very top of the range equipment. The chair itself has HIFEM technology. Mm-hmm. Basically, that stands for high intense focused electromagnetic energy. So that is the brainchild of BTL. So really innovative stuff here. The chair itself is FDA approved for two different functions. So it's approved for urinary incontinence and also for sexual function.
Okay. It's a phenomenal looking piece of equipment. So how does it work? Do you want to crank it up?
Yeah, and we can, I'd love to.
Well, so would I. I'm intrigued, a little scared. Yeah. Well, let's do it. This is a vagina chair. Apparently, it's medically approved to work on incontinence. Great for sex life too. Mm-hmm. So is it like having a lot of Kegel?
Yeah.
Exercise is done.
So
yeah,
the principle of the chair here is that it's a 30-minute session. You sit on the chair fully clothed, as you can see. Jen is sitting with her jeans on and her jumper, so all very casual, comfy clothes. So what we're going to do here is we're going to sit Jen in the chair. We're going to center her now, and she's going to tell me when she's engaged with the HIFEM technology, which will be omitted from the very center of the chair. So I'll start with the pulses. So this runs on a Tesla output with
Jesus.
Pulse pattern.
Holy God, it's like somebody's flicking your...
Yes, your labia.
Literally, your labia.
Yes, yes.
Whoa! Oh my God, Dee! This is... I was not expecting this. Yeah. I thought, whoa, it is like getting an elastic band and flicking it at your flaps.
True.
Pardon the expression, but Susie's laughing her head off. That's exactly what it feels like. Or somebody's giving you little...
Slapping of the labia. That's exactly how I explain it.
It's slapping of the labia. Well, actually, I'm kind of used to it now.
Yeah.
It's not too bad.
So what we want to do is, Jen, we want to make sure that you're fully engaged with the chair. So I'll ask you to smidgy-widgy around. Okay, just move around until you feel that you have full connection. So what we're looking for is here that the energy is engaging fully with your pelvic floor. So it's right directly behind the labia and certainly in front of your anal passage. So where you want to be feeling it is right there. A muscle, of course, that is very, very difficult to engage. So I describe this as, you know, a gym cheat in all intents purposes. We're now at 80%. How are you feeling? Are you able to manage that?
That's getting a little intense. Whoa, that was a little bit enjoyable, but it wasn't. Holy God Almighty! I was not expecting that.
Yeah, I'm okay. So used to this reaction because nobody quite understands how much this technology actually penetrates right up there. So the technology itself will reach 10 centimetres up into your vaginal wall. Okay, and what's happening here is the HIFEM technology is essentially causing what we describe as a supramaximal contraction. Essentially putting your pelvic floor and, in by default, your vaginal wall into this contraction or spasm-like function where we are causing... an intense workout in your pelvic floor. So it's getting stronger and we're able to build better muscle.
Okay, I'm going to get you to turn off now for a second just so I can talk to you. Holy God, because I'm enjoying that way too much. Dee, sit down there for a second. First of all, it is a crazy sensation.
Mm-hmm.
You really feel the electricity kind of getting in there.
I mean,
it's mad.
It's right up there, right?
It's right up there.
It's right up there. It is right up there. So, yeah, wonderful, wonderful innovation. I mean, realistically, the prevalence of this condition is a lot more than people think. So 200 million people in the world suffer from urinary incontinence. And currently on the market, there is, other than, of course, going to your physiotherapist, and that's something, you know, we're a physiotherapy company, of course. It's something that we would absolutely advocate, you know, that you go and have clinical assessments and so on. This chair is literally for busy women who have had, who've carried babies. Their pelvic floor is being put under massive strain. So it's an elastic muscle, you know, it's connected to your vaginal wall. For all intents and purposes, it is exactly what's holding everything above it up. Yeah. But it's a very, very difficult muscle to engage. So when we fall pregnant, or even before we fall pregnant, we're told to really consider our Kegels, you know, our doing our pelvic floor exercises and really trying to engage that muscle. I laugh about it in a way because, you know, every day when we're walking or running, we're using our muscles, whereas really your pelvic floor is stuck right between your legs. So when you go for a walk, it's not going for a walk. It's actually a muscle that's really kind of wasting unless you're really focusing on engaging it.
Yeah.
So this innovation has come to the market to bring a convenience, if you like.
It is convenient, yeah. But I just want to say, in some of the customers, you've received really emotional feedback from this, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, from both the sexual function piece and the urinary incontinence piece. So the sessions, they're 2 a week for 3 weeks. We recommend you don't have them, kind of, you give your body a rest period between, so maybe a Monday and a Thursday, for example, over the course of 3 weeks. Some people really feel that they may have a lot of incontinence. So, you know, one course perhaps will not be enough for them. So it's kind of like your starting point depends on your end point after one course.
So what is one course?
One course is six treatments.
Six treatments
over the 3 weeks.
Twice a week. So it's not one of those things you get every 6 weeks. You can get it done quite quickly,
yeah,
for a course.
It's super, super efficient. Essentially, you're equating one 30-minute session to 11,000 Kegel exercises. So this is all substantiated by science. It's all clinically peer-reviewed, published studies. So we have something like 11 global studies behind this chair. So this is not a gimmick. Yeah, it's a medical quality driven underpinned by science.
Oh, I felt
device.
That. Oh, yeah. Jesus, yeah. I felt yeah. that. So it didn't feel gimmicky to me, I have to tell you. And I was not expecting that. So what I just experienced there, so I would have to do that for 30 minutes, twice a week for 6 weeks.
Exactly. Okay. And the results, as you had asked me, I mean, some women will manage to get completely dry if their condition is from an incontinence perspective. We can get people dry. So people who run, for example, and they have to wear sanitary pads, you know, we can minimize that. So essentially what we're doing is we're strengthening up that elastic muscle to better support your bladder, for example. And when you consider a baby sitting on top of all of your organs, and we've all been there, you know, we're all needing to go to the toilet a lot more later in the pregnancy stage. So everything's being really squished down on this elastic muscle that essentially has atrophied for maybe 30 years before you fall pregnant. Mm. So it's not overly strong. And then it is really strained, and like an elastic band, you know, it stretches so far until it loses its stretch. And I think that's a really nice analogy to use.
You've spoken a lot about incontinence, but how is it great for someone's sex life? So if someone who doesn't suffer from incontinence and wants to do this, what are the benefits for them?
Yeah, as I mentioned, it's fully FDA approved for sexual function. So we actually have clinical data to support orgasms, which is quite an interesting read. Mm. For somebody who's read a lot of clinical papers, it's definitely way out there. Essentially, your pelvic floor is connected to your vaginal wall. Mm-hmm. Okay, so without strength in that pelvic floor muscle, you are not able to contract your vaginal wall. So losing strength in your pelvic floor has a direct effect on the ability for that friction activity and for any sensation that a woman will have. So often people ask me, well, you know, I actually haven't had a natural delivery, so I'm fine. Actually, it's not actually about, well, it can be worsened, of course, by having a natural delivery where your vaginal wall is completely stretched. And going back to that elastic band analogy, when you stretch an elastic band so far, you just don't have that same vigor in it, that rigor in it. So with regards to having a cesarean section, you still have had 9 months of pressure on that pelvic floor, which is essentially kind of dissociating the strength to your vaginal wall, and hence you don't have as good a sex, you know, a feeling of sex. So this is really, I think, a beautiful piece to bring to the market for women.
How much are we talking, Dee? Tell me, yeah. Okay? I know there's a lot of women and yeah. I see a lot
makes
of text coming in already. Yeah, I'm sure it makes a huge difference, but what's it going to set them back?
Yeah, so it very much so depends if they're going to complete the full course, which we definitely would recommend they do.
Yeah.
On average, a course of six is between 1,800 and 2,500. So that's in and around the benchmark for something
okay.
like this.
And where can people find you, Dee?
Yeah, so we've got some really amazing clinics on board, all of which you can find on our BTL portal on Find a Clinic. So that's www.btlaesthetics.com, and you can find your clinic online there.
It's exciting.
And yeah, it's really, do you know what? I've been in aesthetics a very, very long time, 16 years. So this is the first time I've brought something to the market that's been so close to my heart. And actually, you mentioned about people having, you know, I've sat with women who are in tears, you know, and they do come in and they're all happy. And, you know, as soon as we start opening that door about how they emotionally feel, whether it's about their partner and they've had a few kids and it's all kind of, you know, it's not really making sense for them, you know, in that department mm-hmm. anymore, or be it that people can't jump on a trampoline with their kids, or
yeah.
you know, and people from all ages. So it's not a, it's not an old woman problem, and it's a very much so a young woman's problem, and it only gets worse with age because skeletally we're shrinking. You know, muscularly, we are also atrophying. You know, I talk about, and I've talked about for 16 years, about lines and wrinkles on faces, you know, Botox, fillers, how they can, you know, encourage rejuvenative approach. But actually, as much as we're having lines and wrinkles on our face, the same things are happening all across our body. So this is something really, and also non-invasive, and the fact that you don't have to actually have something stuck up your vagina.
You don't have to take your trousers off.
You don't have to take your trousers off. And
very
that's
handy.
That's a big deal.
That is
that's
a big deal.
Deal. You know.
Listen, it's phenomenal. I know it was a big deal bringing this in today. So
yeah.
I just want to thank you because you did such a great job. Dee McMahon, I've never met anybody as passionate about vaginas other than my husband. So thank you for coming
very
in.
Very good. Brilliant.
Dee McMahon from BTL Aesthetics Ireland. And thank you so much for coming in. We'll be right back after
cheers.
This.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.